Nikolai Carpathia was awakened from a sound sleep. At least he thought he was awakened. Maybe he was still dreaming. There had been no noise, no light. His eyes had simply popped open. He sat up in the dark bedroom and peered out the window. What was that? A figure sitting on the roof? Holding his breath, Nikolai slipped slowly out of bed, quietly drew open the drawer of his bedside stand, and pulled out a Glock handgun. As he crept toward the window, the figure turned to look at him, and Nikolai froze. He lifted the Glock to eye level. The figure lifted a finger and shook its head.
"I am not here to harm you,"
Nikolai heard, though not audibly.
"Put down your weapon."
Nikolai set the Glock on the bureau. In the next instant, he was transported outside, still in his pajamas, and now he and the figure, a male, stood in a desolate wasteland. Nikolai tensed at the howls and whines of animals. The figure was draped head to toe in a hooded black robe.
"Wait here,"
he said.
"I shall return for you in 40 days.
"I cannot survive here. What will I eat?"
"You shall not eat. 40 days.
And with that, the figure was gone. After several days, Nikolai thought he would go mad. His hair and beard grew. His pajamas became tattered. He was wasting away. He lost all track of time. At the end of a month, he lay in a fetal position, his bones protruding, his teeth filmy. He rocked and wept, willing himself to die. Finally, at long last, the robed man reappeared.
"Are you the chosen one?"
the figure said. Nikolai nodded.
"Look around you. If you are who you say you are, tell these stones to become bread."
"You mock me,"
Nikolai said. The spirit did not move or speak.
"All right,"
Nikolai shouted.
"Stones become bread."
Immediately, the rocks became golden brown. He fell to his knees and lifted one to his nose with both hands. He thrust it to his mouth and began to devour it.
"I am a god,"
he said, his mouth full. Suddenly, Nikolai stood at the top of the temple in Jerusalem.
"If you are,"
the spirit said,
"throw yourself down and you will be rescued."
Shuddering, wasted, standing barefoot in tattered silk, Nikolai smiled and threw himself off the tower of the temple. Hurtling toward the rocky mount, he never once lost faith in himself or the promise of the spirit, and 20 feet from impact, he began to float, landing on his feet like a cat. Suddenly, Nikolai and the spirit were at the top of a mountain, barefoot in the snow. The air was frigid and thin.
"From here, you can see all the kingdoms of the world. They are yours if you but kneel and worship me, your master."
Nikolai dropped to his knees before the spirit.
"My Lord and my God,"
he said. When Nikolai opened his eyes, he was back in his bed. That the experience was real was borne out by his own stench and filthy garments. He staggered from his bed and noticed a sheet of paper under the door. It was in Viv Ivan's flowing script.
"Shower, change, and come down, beloved. Barber, manicurist, masseuse, and cook are here and at your service."